The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Saita Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara on Yud Zayin on days, the bottom of the Amud, says as follows: Kosvei Geres, if one writes the Megillah Saita like Nigeres, Psula is possible, Basefer Omer Achmona. The Torah says it has to be written Basefer. What does it mean he writes a Geres like a letter? Rashi says the Geres means B'loi Sirtut, without Sirtut. The idea of Sirtut is scratching, engraving on the cloth, engraving lines, and based on that the Ksiva is done, the writing is done based on the lines that are engraved in. And Rashi says that B'Sefer Omer Achmona, V'alocha Mishmisneh, V'alocha Mishmisneh, Shara Sfarim Sirtut Sirtut. That Sfarim, presumably Rashi is referring to Sifrei Torah, need to have Sirtut, that you have to Masartut, you have to scratch line by line where you plan on writing, and write based on that. And since the Megillah Sota it says it has to be written by Sefer, so we make a drasha from that, the Megillah Sota also has this halacha of Sfarim, that it has to have Sirta. And if it's written without Sirta, it's possible. Taiz asks for a kasha that we know from the Gemara and Gittin, that anytime someone writes a pasuk, or even a few words from a pasuk, a question, how many words from a pasuk they have to be writing? If they write a few words from a pasuk, they have to masart it. They also have to do Sirta. They have to engrave the place where they plan on, where they plan writing the words. And if so, what's the special halacha here by Megillah Sota? So Tosfos says that in terms of that halacha would just be that there's an isser, that somebody who writes a pasuk without being masartit, without engraving the lines appropriately, such a person, he was over an isser. But it wouldn't be a reason why the Megillah Sota would be a pasuk. Here we're learning out from a drasha of Basefer that is that tonight there's a condition in the kashrus of the Megillah Sota that for the Megillah Sota to work, for it to do its job, to test out the lady to see if she's really a Sota, test out the woman to see if she's really a Sota, has to be written with Sirta. If it's Kosvei Geres, it's written without Sirta. Besides the fact that the person who wrote it may have done an aver of writing it as such without Sirta, it's not going to work. It's not going to serve the function of a Megillah Sota. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos at this point is going with understanding that anytime one writes Divrei Torah, he has to masart it line by line, everything that he writes, as long as he's writing words from a pasuk, it requires sirtut. And the only extra chiddush over here is that a sefer Torah is possible if it's written without sirtut, and therefore Megillah Sota, which is compared to a sefer, is possible if it's written without sirtut. Tosfos brings that there's a Gemara that says that mezuzah hukusa, mezuzah tzricha sirtut, the mezuzah needs sirtut, avloj tefillin, but tefillin do not need sirtut. And to refer in that Gemara, Tosfos is bringing that not only do tefillin not need sirtut, but tefillin never have sirtut. There's a discussion in the Gemara if you can make tefillin into mezuzah, or you cannot make tefillin into mezuzah. And the Gemara has a problem, that what's the question of making tefillin into mezuzah? Anyway, it has a problem that's lacking sirtut. So you see that tefillin are never made with sirtut. So Tosfos is bothered that why would tefillin never be made with sirtut? Even if tefillin don't become possible without sirtut, the same way a mezuzah or a Megillah Sota or a Sefer Torah become possible, but they would have sirtut anyway, because one would not want to do the avera, the isser of writing psukim, without doing sirtut, without engraving the place where he plans on writing, without making that scratch. So Tosfos says that there must be a special halacha mishbisinai that tefillin is not supposed to have sirtut, although you're usually supposed to make sirtut when you write psukim, and there's a special drasha that by Megillah Sota, it's possible without Sirtut. It's compared to Sefer Torah, which need to have Sirtut and a possible otherwise, and Mezuzah as well. Tefillin is a special halacha that you're not supposed to do Sirtut. Not only don't you have to Sirtut, you don't have to do it at all, and you're not supposed to do Sirtut. That's what Tosfos goes at first. Then Tosfos brings from Bein Tam a different shot, and the halacha that Psukim needs Sirtut is a different halacha. Just around the four sides of the page, you have to make like columns. You have to make Sirtut, you have to engrave to show where the margins are, where you're writing, and make margins with Sirtut by being misactive, by making this engravement. You make margins which part is not being written on, and anything inside is the place that you write. But you don't have to actually do Sirtut, Benshita Lashita, between every single line. So much so, the Tosfos says even the Sefer Torah does not have to have Sirtut line by line. The only place that you have to have Sirtut line by line would be by Mezuzah. And that's Halacha Mishmisinai, that Mezuzah has Sirtut line by line. Tefillin does not have Sirtut line by line. Once Tefillin, there's no reason to do Sirtut line by line. There's no reason to think anybody would ever do it. Somebody would want me machmer do it, be nikra hedit. He's doing something wrong. There's no such halacha. Mezuzah is a special halacha to do Sirtut line by line. But Tefillin would be like any other time a person writes Psukim, that he should scratch, make a sign to show where the margins are on the sides, on the four sides that he's not writing. The inside, there's no reason why we'll ever do Sirtut line by line. In fact, they said that Sefer Torah also does not have to have sirtut line by line. Only a mezuzah has to have it, and Megillah also. And Megillah's Esther, the Gemara Megillah that says Zayin and Beis says Duvishalom the Emes. Melamish is tricha sirtu kamita shoteira. From the word the Emes, we learn that Megillah's Esther has a din of amita shoteira of Emes that it has to have sirtu also. And Taita says that that amita shoteira is not referring to a sefer Torah; it's referring to a mezuzah. Amita is a reference to mezuzah because in the mezuzah that's where Kama also Achashmaim is written. Parashat of Krishma, that's the Yechidus shoteira. It talks about the Yechidus of the of Hashem, and that's a Divishon the Emes is a reference to Mezuzah, that Megillas Esther has the same halach of Mezuzah that it has to have Sirta line by line. However, Sefer Torah does not need Sirta line by line, and therefore though Megillas also Nikra Sefer and Nikra Sigaris and Megillah, in a different Gemara Megillah, Megillas compared to Sefer Torah, that the Gemara says for other halachas, that's in terms of how to, the different parts of cloth, how to sew them together. They have to be sewed together with Gidin, now with Tishta, now with flax, now with linen. That's one halacha. The Megillah has a din of Sefer Torah in terms of how the cloth are sewn together. That obviously he does not apply to mezuzah, which is only one piece of cloth. And the Megillas Esther is also compared to mezuzah, kamita shoteira, divisham v'emes, that has to have sirtut. Then it will come out that sirtut is a special halacha which says only about mezuzah, about Megillas Esther. It does not apply by tefillin, like the Gemara says, and does not apply by sefer Torah as well. So much so that Taita gets stuck in our Gemara, that what's kosva yigeres psula b'sefer merachmona, what's halacha, Taita pash sirtut without their sirtut, it comes from a sefer, what's the point of this halacha, around the four sides, anytime you're at psukim, you always have to make sirtut, but anything more than that, sefer Torah doesn't have to have sirtut. Why would Megillas Esther have to have sirtut? What does the word b'sefer indicate? Taita basically blames Tzarachin, Taita gets stuck in this point, that the way Taita comes out, the only mezuzah needs sirtut, and not a sefer Torah, so then Taita does not understand what this halacha of kosva yigeres psula, what this problem is over here, what this psula is by Megillah Sirta. That which we don't tend to write Sirta nowadays when we write letters, Taisa says, is because when we write a pasuk, it's just a way of greeting the person, b'shalom, lashon ivri, or to use a nice, cute lashon, but it's not really written for the shame of Divrei Torah. But Taisa says, when one does write psukim for Divrei Torah, Taisa has the opinion that one actually does have to make Sirta at least around the four sides, even if not line by line. So this is what comes out from Taisus, is that Taisus of the opinion that mezuzah needs to have sirtut, but the sefer Torah does not need to have sirtut. As opposed to Rashi, who clearly says that sefer Torah needs to have sirtut, and after Rashi explains our Gemara, that Megillah Sirtut has the same halacha of Basefer of the sefer Torah, that needs to have sirtut, and without sirtut it's going to be possible. It needs to have this scratching. So we have like Rashi and Taisus, if the sefer Torah has to have sirtut. That's what comes out from our Taisus by us. Now, it would then come out that the machlokes follows in terms of how to explain the Gemara Megillah Daf Tzayin of Divisham the Emes Malamish Yitzricha Sirtu Kamita Shoteira, that we said that Taisa explained by Yosef and other places that we're really just comparing Megillah Esther to a mezuzah. That same way mezuzah has to have sirtut, and Megillah Esther also has to have sirtut. But Rashi is of the opinion that a sefer Torah has to have sirtut. Rashi and Megillah Daf Tzayin actually says that Kamita Shoteira means sefer Torah. That Halacha Mishmishina that sefer Torah has to have sirtut. The same thing Rashi says by Yosef. That is such Halacha Mishmishina that sefer Torah has to have sirtut. And Megillas Esther is being compared to Sefer Torah. The same way Megillas Sirta is being compared to Sefer Torah that has to have Sirtut. So Megillas Esther also has the same halacha of Sefer Torah that has to have Sirtut. But then we're bothered with Taisa's Kasha. Taisa asks that there's already a different pasuk that we learn out that Megillah Nikra Sefer Megillah has a dinim of a Sefer Torah. And that's why it has to be the different pieces of cloth be sewn together with Gidin, the way Sefer Torah, the different pieces of cloth are sewn together. And they cannot be sewn together with the pishta, with flax, with linen. So why do we need to have two drushes? One of the girls Nikra Sefer that has Dima Sefer Torah, like how you sew it together. One Divisham the Emes Malam Shetricha Sirta Kavid Shetera that has to have Sirta. According to Taisus, it's very good. Divisham the Emes is saying it's like a mezuzah regards to Sirta. But according to Rashi, they were just comparing it to Sefer Torah regards to Sirta. So why do you have to have two psukim comparing it to Sefer Torah? So the Brisker Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, he wants to say as follows. He brings the Lashon Rambam. In fact, Beis Hilchos Megillah Halacha Tes. The Rambam says the ain't kosher as the Megillah elav b'diyoy. You only write Megillah with diyoy. That's the ink that's used in Sefer Torah. As done al vila al klav. As done al kosher klav. Get Sefer Torah. It's done with diyoy like a Sefer Torah. It's written on klav like a Sefer Torah. Then he says v'tzvichos sirta. It needs to have sirta, the scratching of lines. Ketera atzmal, ketera itself. And the Rambam says, but later on, in its first of the Gidin, you can only sew different pieces of cloth of Megillah Esther together with Gidin, with Sinukah Sefer Torah, like a Sefer Torah. So if the Rambam holds, like Rashi, that Tzvichos Sirta Keterah Atzma, that means that Megillah Esther, that which needs Sirta, is like Torah, it's like a Sefer Torah, nothing to do with Mezuzah, not a place to bring Mezuzah into play, nothing to do with Mezuzah. And this is the Rambam Shittosik, the Rambam is of the opinion of Hilchos Tefillin, the Rambam says that Sefer Torah needs to have Sirta from Halacha Mishmishinai, the same as Rashi says in Megillah, the same as Rashi says over here in Sirta, that Sefer Torah, there's Halacha Mishmishinai needs to have Sirta. The Rambam is in agreement with Rashi about that. Taisus is the only one who says the Torah doesn't really have to have certain Igra Din from all of Mishra Sinai, only Mezuzah has to have. But there's an interesting point in the Lashon Rambam. The Gabi, all the dinim of writing it with Yoy on cloth, and the Gabi, how to attach different pieces of cloth to each other with dinim, the Rambam says that Megill Sester is like Sefer Torah. When it comes to Sirkut, the Rambam says different Lashon. He says, Keterah Atzma. What's this difference in Lashon? So the Skirov wants to say as follows. He wants to say that which a Sefer Torah has to have Sirkut is not the same reason why it has to be written on cloth and attached to each other with dinim. Writing on cloth, writing it with Yoy on cloth and attaching different pieces with Gidin, that's Alachim Sefer Torah. That's Alachim Sefer Torah, how you put the different parts together. It's Alachim the Sefer of Sefer Torah. This Alachim you have to have Sirta, it's not Alachim Sefer Torah. It's Alachim Divrei Torah. It's Alachim Kisvei and Ksiva Shal Torah. Any Kisvei Kaddish, any Ksiva, any writing of Torah has to be written in a certain way. It has to be written with Sirta. And the Beskrov means write it because the Rambam has to give an explanation in Hilchos Tefillin, why Tefillin does not need Sirta. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudbeis, that Halacha Mishnah Sinai, they don't write a Sefer Torah or Mezuzah unless they do it with Sirta. But Tefillin don't need Sirta. The Rambam gives a reason, because Tefillin is covered, no one sees it inside. But anyway, that's why it doesn't need Sirta. What does the Rambam have to give an explanation for? Sefer Torah is Halacha Mishnah Sinai that needs Sirta. Mezuzah is Halacha Mishnah Sinai needs Sirta. Tefillin just doesn't have Halacha Mishnah Sinai for Sirta. So I would want to think that it has to be done with Sirta. So the Beskrov explains that really the Halacha Mishnah Sinai says that Ksiva Shel Torah, any writing of Torah, has to be done with Sirta. That's the way you write Ksiva Shel Torah. Similar to the concept that Tais discusses anytime Reb Sukkim, maybe that's done with Sirta. So the Beskrov is explaining in the Rambam that Ksiva Shel Torah, any writing, Ksiva of Kisle Kedish of Torah, has to be done with Sirta. You have to engrave the lines and scratch the lines before you do the actual writing of the words. And in that, say, the Torah is automatically included, Mezuzah is included, and Tefillin also should be included. And for that, there has to be a special exclusion given, a special reason given why Tefillin is not included in that. But Tefillin is not included in that because Tefillin does not need Sirta, because Tefillin is Mechubah. Tefillin is covered, and therefore it's not included in this halacha to all other Ksivah that Torah has, that it has to have Sirta. This girl brings rise from the Gemara that has a Machlekes Tifanam, and I'm wrong by the Sirta of Mezuzah. Some say it's from Mishri Sinai, some say it's not from Apostle Ksivah Ksivah. Tais is very disturbed. How is Machlekes going on with Halacha Mishnah Sinai? How could that be? The Skirov says there's no Halacha Mishnah Sinai. It says specifically about Mezuzah that it needs to have Sirtut. The Mandamar holds that the Sirtut of Mezuzah is Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Always coming to say is that we could say on our own in Asfara that the writing of the words inside the Mezuzah, the writing of the parashas of Krishna and the Mezuzah, is a writing of Ksivah Shel Torah. It's a writing of Torah. Since it's a writing of Torah, so therefore it has to be done with Sirtut. The other Mandamar in the Gemara, they don't argue on the very on a basic Halacha Mishnah Sinai, they just told that only a Sefer Torah is considered Ksivah Shel Torah. But Mezuzah is not considered Ksivah Shel Torah. Therefore they argue and say that either Mezuzah does not need Sirtut, or that's from a special Gzer Shavah, Ksivah Ksivah, which might in and of itself really say that a Ksivah of Mezuzah is a Ksivah Shel Torah. But there's no Machlokes going on if there's a Halacha Mishnah Sinai said about Mezuzah. Because there definitely was not a specific Halacha Mishnah Sinai said about Mezuzah that needs Sirtut. There's a general Halacha Mishnah Sinai said that a Ksivah of Torah needs to have Sirtut. That being said, we can now return to the two drashas that are about Megillah Esther. There's one drasha that says Megillah Nikra Sefer, that has all the dinim of Sefer Torah, and therefore it has to be tied together, different pieces of cloth, you have to tie them together with the appropriate way and means of tying it together, with Gidin, same way the different pieces of cloth of Sefer Torah are sewn together. However, Chutei Pishnah Apostle, that's halacha which comes from Sefer Torah. Then there's another halacha of Divrei Sham Be'emes, Melamed Shetzrichas Sirta Kamita Shel Torah. What we see from that drasha, or stay in their drasha, we can learn from that drasha, Divrei Sham Be'emes, is that the writing of the Megillas Esther, there's a whole shiloh of the Megillas Esther, Din Kisvei Kodesh now, Din Likasa Renat, what we learn from this drasha is that the writing of the Megillas Esther is a Ksiva Shel Torah, it's a writing of Divrei Torah, has real dinim of Ksiva of Torah, and that's why Tzrichas Sirta Kamita Shel Torah, or it needs Sirta, just like any other Ksiva Shel Torah, any other Ksiva of a Kisvei Kodesh of Torah, same way Ksiva of Sefer Torah is a Ksiva Shel Torah, and we pass it like the Mount Omer in the Gemara of Menachos, and this is also the Ksiva Shel Torah, so writing the Megillas Esther is also a Ksiva Shel Torah, and that's why it also needs Sirta. And that's what the Gemara says, Lama Shetzir HaSirta Kamita Shel Torah. And that's how the Skirov explains the Rambam. And the Rambam says about Gidin, and it needs Gidin like a Sefer Torah, the way you attach the cloth to each other. It has to be written on cloth like a Sefer Torah. And it needs Sirta, like a Torah Asma, like Torah itself, like the words of Torah. And the Skirov brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi explains that which the Megillah has to have Sirta. It says actually in the Yerushalmi, it's like Torah. It's a Divrei Torah, it's a Divrei Torah. And the Yerushalmi says, same with Divrei Torah, needs Sirta. Here also Megillah needs Sirta. And it says also in the Yishami, the same way the return nearly darish, kedash in the words of the pasuk. You can dash here also. Avzum, Megillah Esther also nearly darish, kedash in the words of the pasuk. So you see, it clearly goes in the words of Torah that says the Megillah Esther. It's not going on the sefer of Megillah Esther. The words of Torah of Megillah Esther can be dashed. We can make a drash from them. And also the words of Torah of Megillah Esther, they have a din of Ksivah Shel Torah that they have to have Sirtut. And this other Beskerov explains why we need two separate halachas. The halachas, which are something that deal with the Sefer Torah, about Klaf and about Gidon, and we go fast to Hamas, Vinikra Sefer has the deal of Sefer Torah, and there's other halachas that Divrei Torah, Ksiva Shatera has. And these halachas apply to Sefer Torah, they apply to Mezuzah, they would theoretically apply to Tefillin, except for the fact that it's covered, that the Rambam explains, that's the reason why it's not included in this halacha that Ksiva Shatera needs to have Sirtut, and this is the reason why Miglos Esther also has to have Sirtut according to the Rambam. The Beskerov does not get back to Sirtut, that's not really what he's coming to do. He's coming to do with Miglos Esther, does not explain how the Rambam would read our Gemara of Kosta Yigeres Tefillah of a Sefer Amar Achmana. The Rambam Hilchos Sirtut, Perek Dad, Halacha Ches, just says the words of the Gemara, Kosvei Geras Tula, Shenemar Basefer. Maybe the Ram has some other way of explaining the word Yigeras. Maybe it doesn't mean Sirta at all. Not like Rashi learns the Gemara. Not like Taisus learns the Gemara. Taisus himself, in the end of Taisus, gets stuck, how to understand our Gemara, because Taisus holds that Sefer Torah does not need Sirta. So maybe there's some other definition of Yigeras, some other psul, according to Taisus and according to the Rambam, to explain what our Gemara means, what the psul of Yigeras is. Rashi learns that Sefer Torah needs Sirtut as a lock of Svarim Tzichon Sirtut. Now, the words of Torah like the Rambam, but Sefer, Svarim Tzichon Sirtut. And therefore Rashi is able to say that Kosvei Geres Tzula, Basefer Amar Achmono, is referring to a lock of Sirtut, that Megillah Sirtut has a lock of a Sefer Torah, and he needs Sirtut for that reason. According to the Rambam, maybe there's some other way to read that Gemara, maybe there's some other soul of Geres. The same way Tesis would have to come up with some other way of learning, and Tesis by us doesn't really have another shot, and ends up having the Gemara Shver.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.